One of the interesting questions regarding the Avelos of Tisha B'Av that we experience today, I saw this question that the Lubavitcher Rebbe asked in one of his sichot. The question is, how come we mourn both Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni? So this morning we said kinos for Bayis Rishon. Vayikoning Yirmiyahu, Yoshiyahu, we had kinos about the first temple. And we also had some kinos about the second Beis HaMikdash. And the question that the Rebbe asked is, why do we need to mourn both the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara in Yuman Daf Chaf Aleph tells us that the second Beis HaMikdash was missing certain things that the first Beis HaMikdash had. The first Beis HaMikdash had an Aron. There was an Ark. There was a Kaporis, the cover. There were Kruvim. They had these cherubs. There was Esh that came down from Shamayim. There was Shechina. There was Hashem's presence. There was Ruach HaKodesh. There was Urim V'Tumim. The first Beis HaMikdash had all of these things. And the second Beis HaMikdash, we didn't have an Aron. And we didn't have Kruvim. We didn't have all of these things. So why is it that we have to mourn both the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash? Presumably the first Beis HaMikdash is so much greater than the second Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, by mourning the first Beis HaMikdash, the second should be subsumed, should be included. That was the Rebbe's question. So the Rebbe has two answers, which I think are both interesting, but we'll focus on the third answer. The first answer that the Rebbe gave is that, you're right, the first Beis HaMikdash had everything the second Beis HaMikdash had, and more. But still, for us, the second Beis HaMikdash, which is more proximate, it's closer. So for us, the mourning of the second Beis HaMikdash is more relevant. Sometimes you have different tragedies in life, and the most recent tragedy could be it's of a lower degree than the earlier tragedies, but nonetheless, the Rebbe says, because it's closer, that's why there's a need to mourn the first tragedy also. Now, I am not convinced that this answer is correct for us, because I have to admit that to feel the loss of even the second Beis HaMikdash, which, yeah, it's closer, but let's be honest, it was 1,946 years ago. That is older than the oldest member of our congregation. It's older than our entire shul. It's really old, right? 1,946 years ago, we can't appreciate it. We can't feel it on any level. So that first answer, the Rebbe, doesn't resonate with me. The Rebbe, however, has a second answer, which he explains, you know, sometimes if you want to start a fire, you use lighter fluid. And when you use lighter fluid, the fire burns up very high, very quickly. But the fire also is not long-lasting. Now, you can make a fire with gasoline or fire with paper, and it's going to burn really high, but it's going to burn out quickly. It won't have any kiyum. It won't last. But if you have a fire that you can start with little sticks, sometimes that fire, one stick ignites another stick, and the smaller fire can continue for a much longer time. So the Rebbe says that you're right. The first Beis HaMikdash had the Aron and had the Kaporis, etc. But the first Beis HaMikdash, there was such intense Kedusha, the fire was burning so high that it burned out right away after 410 years. But the second Beis HaMikdash that was lacking all of the high fire, that second Beis HaMikdash lasted longer. It lasted 420 years. So the Rebbe's idea, it's an interesting idea that sometimes something with less intensity is longer lasting. But again, when applied to the Batei Mikdash, I don't know if the difference of 10 years, the difference, right, Gadol Yeah, Kvot HaBayis HaZa'acharel Min HaRishon, the second bayis is supposed to be greater than the first Beis HaMikdash. I don't know if it really resonates with me. I don't know if that second answer resonates. So I was thinking that perhaps there's another approach that we can take. And this approach goes back to the Gemara in Yoma on Daf Tes, where the Gemara speaks about the Averos that caused the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the Averos that caused the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. It's a well-known Gemara. The Gemara says that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of three very serious Averos, no? There's Gilui Arayos, Avodah Zarah, and Shfichus Damim. There's sexual immorality, there's idolatry, and there's murder. The second Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, because of baseless hatred, which is something that we try to elaborate on a bit over Shabbos, what exactly is meant by Sinas Chinam. But the fact is, the first Beis HaMikdash has many causes of its destruction. The second Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara only has one cause of its destruction, Sinas Chinam. There's another Gemara in Bava Metzion, Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because Hamidu Devein Aldin Torah, because the people did not go Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. But the Pnei Yehoshua there in Daf Lamed and Bava Metzion comments that he thinks what that means is that Sinas Chinam. Hamidu Devrehem Al Din Torah, the fact that they didn't go Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, Sakh the Pnei Yeshua means, that they didn't do Lefnim Mishuras Hadin in Bein Adam L'Chaveros. Right? We know that there's a degree of going above and beyond the call of duty. Sometimes a person wants to do a mitzvah to the best of his or her ability, and that's very wonderful, that's Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. But there's Lefnim Mishuras Hadin in Bein Adam L'Chaveros also. Right? When I interact with you, and if you hurt me a bit, so really, technically, I might have a right to say, you know what, I'm not speaking to you. I might technically have the right. Perhaps the person is halachically in the category of someone that we're allowed to not get along with. The Gemara has such categories. But still, Sinas Chinam, the Pnei Yehoshua explains, Sinas Chinam means that they didn't go Lefnim Mishuras Hadin on Bein Adam L'Chaveros. The people were supposed to go, and they're supposed to say, you know what, yes, you hurt me, still, Afal Pikein, we're going to get along. Afal Pikein, even though I was insulted, even though it bothered me, still, I'm going to force myself to get along with you, because that's what we need. So, the Gemara has basically many causes for Chorban Bayis Rishon. Gilui Arayos, Avodah Zarah, and Shfichus Damim. And the Gemara actually in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Tes lists five other causes of Chorban Bayis Rishon. They didn't keep Shabbos properly, they were in Vato Kriyishma, that the Gemara has many different causes for the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. But there's only a single cause for the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. What does that reflect? What does this show us? The Maharal of Prague in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael, in the fourth chapter, the Maharal goes through what he perceives to be the fundamental differences between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Maharal explains that it's lo b'mikre, it's not just happenstance, that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of these serious averos, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos. In the second Beis HaMikdash, it's because of Sinas Chinam. The Maharal explains that really this points to a fundamental difference between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. You see, the Kedusha of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Maharal explains, is because it was a place of Hashem's tremendous presence. It was a place of Shechina. The Shechina was evident in the first Beis HaMikdash. That's what it was. And the Maharal, elsewhere, the footnotes, the Rabbi Hartman footnotes in the Maharal are really very good. The footnotes on the Maharal comment that the Maharal elsewhere says that that's precisely what that Gemara in Yuma means. When the Gemara says that the first Beis HaMikdash had the Aron and the Kapores and the Kruvim, All these things in the first Beis HaMikdash, these are things that reflect Shechina. No, the Aron is a place of Hashras HaShechina. Right? The fact that the Kodesh Kodashim didn't have enough space to keep an Aron in it. That's a tremendous amount of Hashras HaShechina. That means God is present. The Kruvim, the Gemara Baba Basra speaks about how when the Jewish people were Osim Ritzono Shomakom, when we did what God wanted, the Kruvim are hugging each other. No? There's a degree of Hashras HaShechina in the first Beis HaMikdash that was absolutely present. It was absolutely evident. And you know, the Maharal explains, when you have a high level of Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. But there are certain Averos, only certain Averos, the Maharal explains, that can drive the Ribbono Shel Olam away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually is Shochein Itam B'soch Tumosam. Usually, no matter what you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. But there are certain Averos, the Maharal says, that God says, I can't be present. These Averos drive away the Kedusha to such extent, they push the Shechina away, the Tuma is so great. And you know what? Those Averos are Gilei Arayis, Avodah Zarah, Shfichus Damim, Chilul Shabbos. All of the Averos that are mentioned as the cause for Korban Bayis Rishon are the Averos that create a sense of Tuma that can drive HaKadosh Baruch Hu away. And that's why the first Beis HaMikdash couldn't exist anymore. The second Beis HaMikdash, however, was not a place of intense Shechina. The second Beis HaMikdash was not a place of all of these wonderful miracles. The second Beis HaMikdash had its Kedusha only because Klal Yisrael is united. Like Rashi writes in one place, Ein lanu ala kohen echad, mizbeach echad. The idea of the second Beis HaMikdash is it's a place, like Yerushalayim is Ir Shechubra LaYachdav, and the place where that chibur, where that attachment, where those connections were formed, is in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kiddush of the second Beis HaMikdash is not because God's presence is so evident. The Kiddush is because we brought it, because we united, we brought it together. That's why there is Kedusha by Yesheni. And therefore the Maharal explains, that's why Sinas Chinam is what destroys by Yesheni. Because Sinas Chinam, when there's no Achdus among the Jews, when we don't get along, when we have fights, when, as we say, the Jewish people are much better at division than they are at multiplication, when we're building all these barriers between us, so in that situation, Hashem says, you know what? This whole second Beis HaMikdash, which is supposed to be a place of Achdus, it's not meeting its goal. Therefore, the Beis HaMikdash can't exist anymore. That's the Maharal of Prague. The Maharal goes on to develop the idea further. The first Beis HaMikdash was a place where the Yachid, where the individual was supposed to shine. When I would go to the first, I didn't go, I wasn't alive. When I would go to the first Beis HaMikdash, I would enter a heightened state. I would become elevated in Kedusha. The first Beis HaMikdash is a place where each individual experienced higher Kedusha. The second Beis HaMikdash is a place where you can't go to experience the Kedusha on your own, but you go to experience each other. You go to connect with others, and in that way you become elevated, but it's not because the Kiddush of the second Beis HaMikdash itself impacts. Because the Kiddush of the second Beis HaMikdash is not the same. Rav Huttner, in one of his Mamorim in the Pachad Yitzchak on Yom HaKippurim, he takes this theme of the Maharal, and he explains it in a slightly different way. The Gemara tells us that the Luchos were 6 Tfachim. 2 Tfachim is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, Kiviyachol. 2 Tfachim is in Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. And then there are 2 Tfachim in between. Rav Huttner points out that whenever you have a gift, The gift has a giver and a recipient. Sometimes the gift is more important to the giver than it is to the recipient. Right? Sometimes I give something to a person because I want to give it. It's about me. It's about the nosein. I want to give it. Sometimes the gift is mitzad the mekabel. I recognize what you need. I identify that need, and I give you a gift to meet your need. It's about you, not about me. It's about the recipient, not the giver. Rav Huttner explains that obviously when Hashem gave us two Batei Mikdash, the two Batei Mikdash are there for us to connect with God. But the first Beis HaMikdash is more Mitzad HaNosein. The first Beis HaMikdash has the Kedusha of this more intense Shechina. It has the Kedusha because God's presence is so evident. The second Beis HaMikdash is Mitzad the Mekabel. The second Beis HaMikdash is coming from the perspective of the recipient. The second Beis HaMikdash is coming for us, not because of God. That's why the first Beis HaMikdash had Shechina, and the second didn't have the Aron, it didn't have the Kaparis, it didn't have the Kruvim, didn't have all the manifestations of Shechina. And then Rav Huttner goes on to say that we see that the Hanhaga, the way God dealt with the Jewish people during the period of the first Beis HaMikdash, is different than the way God dealt with the Jewish people in the second Beis HaMikdash. In the first Beis HaMikdash, we have Nevi'im. We have prophets. A Navi is closer to the tzad of the Nosein because a Navi basically is repeating ideas that he heard from God. The second Beis HaMikdash, where the Kedushas from the Mekabel, when they come from the perspective of the recipient, so the second Beis HaMikdash is not a time period when we have Nevi'im. Instead, we have a Torah Sheba'al Peh. We have the Anshei Knesset HaGadola as the leaders of the Jewish people at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Anshei Knesset HaGadola made many takanos. They made many dinim derabanan. But like we learned on Shabbos in our Gemara Shir, right, the halacha is that a takana only takes effect if rov hatzibor yecholim lamod bo. The takanos of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola can't be put into effect if there's no mekabel, if there's no recipient. The second Beis HaMikdash, which is based on this achdus of Klal Yisrael, the second Beis HaMikdash, which was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, that second Beis HaMikdash brought into the world a time period of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, who are creatively involved in teaching Torah. And in that way, the Anshei Knesset HaGadola are impacting on Klal Yisrael if Klal Yisrael is willing to accept it. Traditionally, we have an idea that Rav Soloveitchik focused on many times. The idea that things that we do ourselves are going to be longer lasting than things that are given to us. The Rav explained that the only brachos that are d'oraisa, according to everybody, are birchas hamazon, this benching. Birchas ha-Torah z'machlokas harishonim. The bracha of Me'in Sheva is a machlokas harishonim, whether it's d'oraisa. But birchas hamazon, when you bench after eating bread, that's the oraisa. And the reason for that, the Rav said, is because all other food items are things that we are given. A fruit comes to us. But bread is something that we're involved in the making of. And because we are partnering with the Borei Olam, because we're involved in the making of it, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, I want you to praise me with the bracha de oraisa. And because the second Beis HaMikdash, we were involved in it to a greater extent. The first Beis HaMikdash, by the way, if you read the Psukim in Melachim, it could be it wasn't even built by Jews. No, Hiram Melach Tzur built it by commission because Shlomo HaMelech hired him. Second Beis HaMikdash, we built, we worked, we did it ourselves. Right? Lo lanu v'lachem la'asos, etc., the Pesukim in Ezra say. Because we did it ourselves, that's why it lasted longer. Because when we do something ourselves, the impact is going to be greater, it will last longer. So I would like to argue that the reason, to answer the Rebbe's question, the reason why we mourn both the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash is because the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash reflect two different aspects. The first Beis HaMikdash reflects the ability of people to transcend. It reflects the ability of people to rise to very high levels as individuals. And therefore, the sins that brought it down are individual sins of Gilui Arayah, Shvichas Dama, Avodah Zarah, Chol Shabbos, etc. The second Beis HaMikdash that reflects the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, that the Kedusha is not as intense, but we're united, and that's what brought the Kedusha, like the Maharal said. That second Beis HaMikdash is destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, because that Achdus that we had is no longer there. That's why the second Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. At this point on Tisha B'Av, we usually focus, though, not on the first Beis HaMikdash and not on the second Beis HaMikdash. But in the Tefillah of Nachem, we say, Ki Ata Hashem El Sidliv Nosa Ba'esh, that God will bring that third Beis HaMikdash down in fire. Rashi and Tosfos write that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built by Hashem. We're not going to build it at all. So it would seem that the third Beis HaMikdash, in this sense, is like the first Beis HaMikdash. It has the higher degree of spirituality. The Shechinah will obviously be evident. It would seem closer to the first. On the other hand, we know that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring that third Beis HaMikdash down is because we enable that to happen. When we do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, again, I know that they teach this to us in nursery school, but some of the things that we learn in nursery school are actually correct. When we do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, we are actually enabling that third Beis HaMikdash to come down. The Gemara in Shabbos speaks about how La'asid Lava, when we go up to Shamayim, one of the questions that they're going to ask us is Tzipiso LeYeshua. Did you hope for a salvation? And the Chafetz Chaim, in his little book called Tzipiso LeYeshua, Chafetz Chaim explains what that means is, did you daven? Did you daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should bring that third Beis HaMikdash down? We have a responsibility to, yes, the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be a place of tremendous Kedusha, but it's going to come about because we bring it. That's the third Beis HaMikdash. Rav Kook, in the Shmona Kvatzim, which are eight notebooks that he had, he basically would talk about his own thoughts. He has a lot about the third Beis HaMikdash in the Shmona Kvatzim. And Rav Kook writes that garnei hatashukal hashlamata shel ha'uma betochnuta ruchanit holchim heim ve'osim et perotem al talmei halev. The seeds of the yearning to complete the ummah, that the entire nation should reach its complete state, those seeds are there already. Those are the seeds, Rav Kook says, that are involved when we daven to build the third Beis HaMikdash. We daven for the third Beis HaMikdash to come down. When we yearn for it, when we think about that third Beis HaMikdash to the best of our ability, that's what will bring it down. And then Rav Kook points out that the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara writes that there are seven heavens. There are seven different spheres. And the fourth of them, right, the heavens are Vilon, Rakia, Shchakim, Zevul. The fourth heaven is called Zevul. Zok the Gemara, you know what Zevul is? Bo Yerushalayim u'Beis HaMikdash u'Mizbeach Banoi. In that place called Zevul, you have the Yerushalayim Shomala, you have a Beis HaMikdash that's there already, you have a Mizbeach that's built, u'Michael Sar HaGadol omeid u'Makriv Alav Karban. And Michael is makriv karbanos on that mizbeach in Zavul. The Bach changes the gears on that Gemara. The Bach says that Michael is not makriv karbanos, but Michael is doing, and this actually relates the last Tosfos in Menachos, speaks about this, how do you punctuate the bracha of Ritzei? Do you stop before V'ishay Yisrael? Do you stop after V'ishay Yisrael? What Michael is doing, the Bach points out, is he is bringing Hashem karbanos of Isha Yisrael, karbanos of tzaddikim, of the Jewish people throughout the generations, those Jews who are praying for the third Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, it is, or to come down, those are the Jews that Michael is offering up on that Mizbeach. So what we are focusing on now as we conclude Tisha B'Av, we're focusing on the fact that we lost two Batei Mikdash. We lost the Beis HaMikdash where we had individual potential for tremendous growth. We lost a second Beis HaMikdash where we had opportunities to unite. And then we have a third Beis HaMikdash. That third Beis HaMikdash is there already. And it's our responsibility through Tzipisa LeYeshua, through hoping to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through davening, through learning the halachos of the Beis HaMikdash, Meseches Midos, through going through all the dinim of Karbanos, all of Seder Kodshim. When you do this, so Be'ezras Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring that third Beis HaMikdash down, and we will rejoice because we will attain, like Rav Kook writes, our individual completeness, and the Hashlamat HaUmah, and the entire nation will become complete. B'mhira B'yameinu, Amen.